AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The flap continues over insults against the people of Puerto Rico and other ethnic and gender slurs uttered during a Donald Trump rally in New York Sunday. His running mate, J.D. Vance.
We're not going to restore the greatness of American civilization if we get offended at every little thing. Let's have a sense of humor.
The head of the Central Florida Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce, Jorge Figueroa on WFTV.
Never have I experienced such a degree of disrespect.
In Pennsylvania, Bruce Springsteen is rallying for Kamala Harris.
This election is about a group of folks who want to fundamentally undermine our American way of life.
While Donald Trump urged Christians in Georgia to vote.
We have a chance to do unbelievable things, so I hope everybody goes out and votes.
Officials in Washington State say they believe two cases of ballot boxes being burned and an incendiary device found in another may be the work of the same person. Some 300 ballots were destroyed.
Acutely aware going into the election how folks are feeling, and then events like this with the damage at the ballot boxes.
A report from NPR says the Washington Post has lost nearly a quarter of a million subscribers following its decision not to endorse a presidential candidate. In Kentucky, two people were killed when a parachute aircraft flipped while landing in an airport south of Lexington. Need hearing aids, but you're not ready to do that? Apple may have an answer.
Some Apple iPods wireless headphones can now be used as hearing aids. The hearing aid feature is available with iPods Pro 2 models and require an iPhone or iPad to set it up. There are built-in tests to help determine if the user has hearing loss. The feature is set up and personalized amplification levels can be set. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Actor Matthew Perry's family marks the anniversary of his death.
Matthew Perry's mother, Suzanne Morrison, says the one problem she could not conquer is that she could not help her son, but she is learning to stop blaming herself. Morrison tells NBC News it's heartbreaking that Perry brought so much joy but struggled to find it himself.
It must be said, I think, that he was also very lonely in his soul.
Morrison says she's thrilled that five people have been charged in Perry's death. She is now focused on supporting her daughter, Caitlin, who runs the Matthew Perry Foundation of Canada to help addicts. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing national medication and anti-doping rules for horse racing to remain in effect while the court fight continues. The justices kept on hold an appellate court decision that found Congress gave too much power to the private entity. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.